Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Call from Local Splash.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jackson?
Yeah.
Good to speak with you again. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. I do actually have Nikki on the line. She is going to be your client interview technician, so she's going to get all the information that we need to get everything set up and started. Of course, get you the information that you need to kind of manage your account.
Okay.
By the way, the call may be recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. Nikki does a really good job with all of our clients. Jackson, I know she's going to take really good care of you as well. Did you, though, have any questions for me before I hand it over to her?
No.
Okay. She's going to take it from here. I appreciate you, Jackson. I appreciate you, too, Nikki. You guys have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Thanks,
take care. Thanks, Nikki. Bye now.
Hi, Jackson. This is Nikki. Sounds good.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. All right. Sounds great. So, yep, this call is going to take around 40 to 45 minutes. It's now still a good time.
Yeah.
Sounds great. And thank you, Jackson, for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I see it here, Jackson, that you already signed the terms and conditions, and you're done setting up the security question with Paul. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called ProCraft Builders LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that address that I have on here, that's 806 West Maple Drive, Stathamton, Pennsylvania, 18966.
Yes.
And is this a home address or an office location?
Home address.
Home address. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
So I was just going through my documents. I'm insured. I have an EIN number. And okay. I have a certificate of organization from the state.
Okay. So when you register your business to the state, they don't require any license for the service that you offer, correct?
No, not in Pennsylvania.
Gotcha. All right. Not a problem here, so I'll note it that way. Not licensed. You do have a business. You are insured and have the business registration. All right.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google has a reward verified addresses with better local rankings. Do you want to share or hide your address?
I want to hide my address.
Okay, no problem. We will hide it for you. But I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Okay. And later in the call, Jackson, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 215-558-0927?
Yes.
Okay. And I just want to make sure that I got your correct email. That's going to be Jax with X on it, J-A-X, Kofer92@iCloud.com.
Yes.
Okay. I see that this is not a Gmail email. Do you happen to have a Gmail email when you set up your Google business profile?
I do have a Gmail. I actually have my business email is through Gmail.
Okay. Sounds good. Will you be able to provide it to me?
Yes. Give me one second. It is procraftbuilders215 at gmail.com.
Gotcha. So this is the email you use on setting up your Google business profile, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's ProCraft Builder.
With a K. P-R-O-K-R-A-F-T.
Yep. ProCraft. Does it have any builder or just ProCraft215@gmail.com?
ProCraftBuilders215@gmail.com.
Gotcha. All right. And let me see. Since this is going to be your business email, would it be okay? We will update it here in your in our end that this is your Gmail. That means to say you will be receiving emails from us through the business email. Instead
yeah,
of sending it to Jack Scalfer. Okay. All right. I'm noting it here so our team would know. And I see that you already have an existing website, correct?
Yes.
Yep, I am pulling it up right now. Just want to make sure that I get it here correctly. And that's craftbuildco.com.
Yes.
Okay, let me just check. Mm-hmm, I see your phone number here. Okay, and that leads me to my next question for you, Jackson. Would you like us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design that can maximize your book jobs?
Whatever's going to be best.
Okay. All right. So would you be comfortable for having a new layout so we can work on that? And for us to be able to do that, Jackson, we will need access or we will need your domain credentials. I'm just go ahead and check it here. Just one moment. Let me see. So your domain name, this is under GoDaddy, right?
Yes.
Okay, since this is under GoDaddy, if you want us to create a new layout or a new design for your website, we will need, you need to provide us your domain access
okay.
or credentials, okay? So I can send you an email for that.
And
we'll be working on a different layout. And for us to be able to create, I'm going to ask you a few questions with regards to the site that you like. Are we going to keep the same colors on your website?
It doesn't matter. Whatever is most attractive. So I made the website just to make it really. I didn't really know what I was doing. So I kind of just made it to the best of my ability.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did? You make this?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let me just note that here. This is under GoDaddy. I'm sending you an email. It doesn't matter. Do you have any logo or business card?
I do. I have a business card. I have business cards. I have a logo.
Oh. Yep. I see it here. You updated your logo. Do you want to keep
yes.
the same logo colors on your website?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'll just note it here that we'll be working on the logo colors. All right. And do you have... What are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
What are my top 3?
Yes, to 6 services.
I would say decks, bathrooms, bathroom remodels. Top 3 decks. I would say kitchens and bathrooms. Decks, kitchens, and bathrooms.
Decks, kitchens, and bathrooms. Okay. Is it going to be kitchen remodels and bathroom remodels?
Yes.
Okay. For decks, is it going to be deck builder? Deck building?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Let me just clarify that. Okay. And do you have any special offers? Do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions on your website?
That's a tough one.
if you don't have any or if you're not comfortable, that's okay if you can skip that part. You can always
okay,
add
that's fine.
Did you have promotions? Okay.
Okay.
So let's note that. And do you have reviews outside of Google that you would like to be displayed on your website?
I don't at the moment.
Okay, not a problem if you don't have any.
I was thinking about reaching out to clients, and because I just made the website not too long ago, I have clients that will gladly leave me a review if I ask them to, so... I was thinking about reaching out to them and just asking them if they would leave me a review after this is all done.
Gotcha. That is a very good idea. Actually, I do see that you already have a Google Business profile, right? Once your Google Business profile is verified, up and running, we highly suggest that you send them the tiny URL and then ask them to leave reviews directly on your Google Business profile if they do have Google accounts. Okay, and if they don't have any Google accounts, they can leave reviews on your Facebook page. That is very helpful, and we can also add reviews on your Facebook page through your website. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And let me see. You don't have any offers right now. You don't have reviews. How about photos? Do you have any videos or pictures they specifically want to be represented on your website?
Yes. Yes. So the pictures I have on my website are some of the pictures that I figured would be best to put on there.
Okay. So you want to keep the same photos that you have on the website?
Yes.
All right. How about before and after?
I have tons of photos. Mm-hmm. I have tons of photos.
We also highly suggest that you keep on sending photos because that is very helpful when it comes to the optimization of your Google Business profile, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I can send tons of photos.
Amazing. And how about a gallery of before and after photos? Would you like to include it on your website?
So it's so hard to get before and afters because I have to literally scroll through all my photos. I do have them, and I can send quite a few of before and afters of a lot of jobs. I literally have to go through all my photos. I was trying to get them together, but it's so hard when I have no time, you know what I mean?
I understand. It's quite a lot to do. How about this? You can send us the available before and after photos that you have, and if you have time, you can send us some other photos.
Okay.
Yep. Let's work on your timeline for the photos. But anyways, if you don't have enough photos, we'll try to work with stock photos, but you mentioned that you do have a lot, only the time that you can send. All right, I'll note it here. And would you like to enable online payments on your website?
So I just set up, through a company called Joist, I set up mobile payments. So how would I set up payments on my profile? That's available?
Mm-hmm. So on your website, you can have payments through PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, credit, debit. And for us to be able to integrate payment on your website, since you would like to have the ability to process your customers' payment directly through your website, to make it possible, Jackson, we will need a couple of things from you. First, you need to make sure that you have a business PayPal account. And then you need to generate the code to be used on your website. Don't worry, we'll be sending you simple instructions. As soon as you're ready, our team will integrate this for you.
Okay.
Will that work?
Now, do I have to be able to do that?
You just need to set up a business PayPal account. We'll be sending you an email with simple instructions for you to integrate that on your website.
What I'm saying is, do I have to have a payment available on my website, or since I have the card reader on my phone, I can just accept payments that way, right? Or check or cash, whatever.
Yes, you can accept payments on the site once you're done with the job, or if you would like to receive it through online, that would do. It's always an option. If you don't want to have online payments, then we can skip this. You can add this feature anytime.
Yeah, that's fine. Because, like I said, I have the card reader on my phone for mobile payments, so I can accept credit cards through my phone. So I'll just keep that for now.
Okay. All right. We can keep this for now. And how about booking? Would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
So how would that work? So if they book... How would I – it would just inform me that somebody booked something?
Okay. All right. So when your customers book for a time on the calendar, you will receive a notification with the details, and you will confirm the appointment. You will also receive an email with the booking request details from your client.
Okay.
All right. So let me just add that one here. And are there any special features, features that you would like to add in your website? For example, AI chat widget or blogs?
No.
Okay, yep, we can skip it for now. And how about website preference? Are there any websites that you like, Jackson? Like, have you checked anyone's website? And what do you like about them? Or maybe you haven't really checked anyone's website at all.
No, I haven't really checked anyone's website.
Okay, not a problem then. Our team created a good website, and if ever you have any concerns or questions or any changes that you like, you can always let us know, okay?
Okay.
And how about affiliations? Do you have any affiliations or any certifications or partner logos that you want to show on your website? For example, BBB or some manufacturer brands?
Not at the moment. I was thinking about looking into teaming with GAF. So how do I become part of the Better Business Bureau? Do I have to, like, I thought I need ratings for that. Like, I need to...
Yep. Well, anyways, if you haven't been on that... BBB, if you haven't registered your business at the BBB, that's okay for now. And if you get figure it out with the ratings, you'll get ratings from that, right? We can add it anytime. Just let
okay.
us know. Okay.
Okay.
You can always ask for changes on the website. That's the advantage. If we will be working on your website with a new layout, because we can only touch the layout that we are creating. If you will be promoting your website how it is right now, if there's any changes, we can't actually help you because we can only work with our layout. Okay. So this is the reason why I'm offering this to you. All right. And how about, let me see. You don't have any license number to show. And is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, anyways, Jackson, if you would like to have a deeper conversation about your site layout or advanced features, I can book you a call with our website team, specifically with our design specialist. Would you like me to book you a call with them, or would you like to check your website first?
I would say I would like to check it first.
Okay. And from there, you can let us know if you want to talk with our website team, okay?
Okay.
All right. And now let's set up your call tracking, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the phone number, the call tracking number that my team set up for you, Jackson. Let me know if you are okay with this phone number so we can finalize this, okay?
Okay.
So they do have the 267. We don't have the available 215 as the area code. We do have the 267. So that's 267-395-8770. Are you okay with that call tracking number?
Yes.
Okay. So we will be promoting you with this phone number, and all the calls will still go directly to your number that ends with 0927.
Okay.
All right. And anyways, after we end this call, I will do a test call to this call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. All right.
Okay.
So let's have this as your tracking number. And also, Jackson, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice meeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19, and we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting on your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling ProCraft Builders LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice. We can use a sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
Sure.
Okay. So for a one-time fee of $19 only, do you want to do a female or a male voice?
I would say female.
Okay, something that sounds like a secretary. Okay, so let's work with a female voice. And also, have you heard of Google Workspace, or are you familiar with Google Workspace?
No.
Okay, I'm offering this to you right now, Jackson, because I see that you already have a domain name, and you own the domain, okay? So you have the domain name craftbuild.co.com. So with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant credibility. For example, you can have an email that says jackson@craftbuildco.com or info@craftbuildco.com. So that would build immediate trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. And if you would like to add that to your Grow Toolkit, Jackson, you can always add this anytime. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And we are going to identify now your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here shows, I just want to clarify, my research here shows that you do provide a general contractor services or remodels?
Yes.
Okay, but what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
I would say decks are usually the most profitable. We can do them pretty quick.
Yeah.
Quick turnaround. Mm-hmm. Yes. So those three things. I mean, granted, there's so many other things. Like, I would take on any other job. I mean, mm-hmm. So this is just going to promote that stuff, right? So I would also like to promote, like, smaller jobs as well, because I'll take mm-hmm. them too.
Mm-hmm.
So I do floors, I do trimware, everything, anything and everything.
Okay. Let me just clarify, since you do offer general contractor or remodeling services, do you want it to be found first with a keyword general contractor or remodeling contractor or deck building?
I would say either one, anyone's fine.
Okay. But I will try to help you with that, because I will be pulling up the top performing industry keywords for you that can help with setting up the keywords, okay? So let me see. You do offer kitchen remodels and bathroom remodels and deck building, which can be under remodeling. So I suggest the remodeling contractor.
Okay? I would say so too. Yeah.
Okay. So let me just pull up the top performing industry keywords for you. Let me know. I'm going to read all these keywords. Jackson, let me know if there's anything you want to take out from the list or anything that you want to add. Okay? So we do have here remodeling contractor, remodeler, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, home remodeling, basement remodeling. We do have room additions, home renovations, remodeling services. We have kitchen remodel contractor, bathroom remodel contractor, whole home remodeling, basement remodel contractor, home addition contractor, residential remodeling, commercial remodeling, interior remodel service, home renovation contractor, and custom remodeling services. Are you okay with all those keywords?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you add roofing, siding?
Yes, for sure. That's roofing, siding. What's going to be the specific service for this? Roofing services or?
Yes.
Let's check. Or roofing installation, what do you think?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Roofing installation, roofing services, siding installation, correct?
Yes.
What else?
Window installation. Door installation.
Window, door.
Mm-hmm. I would say that's it.
Okay. Let me just add that. Oh, and I'm also adding the deck building on the top list. Okay, because you mentioned this is the top performing. So I'm adding it next to remodeler, the deck building. Okay, so you didn't have any other keywords for now. Well, anyways, Jackson, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
I would say we're very honest. We pay attention to detail. We listen to what the homeowner wants instead of just doing our own thing like a lot of contractors do. I don't know. I think that's it. I mean,
all right.
I've worked for a lot of people, and every customer that I've worked for other companies all say the same thing. Like, nobody really, they just want the check at the end of the day. They don't care. Once they have the money, it's like they don't care about the customer anymore. They're already paid. You know what I mean? So the little details that end up making the job that much better, the customer appreciates that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yep. Okay. So I think I want to put it that way, that aside from the quality service that you offer and a good customer service, or like top tier customer service, you treat their home like it's your own.
Yes.
Gotcha. So let me add also, do you offer free estimates?
I do free estimates, but I feel like sometimes people take advantage of that.
Okay. All right. If you don't offer free estimates, you would just skip that description. How about this? Is this a family-owned business?
Yes.
Okay. And is this locally owned and operated?
Yes.
Okay. We can add those. That is very helpful when it comes to the service around your area or businesses around your area. And I do have a good description to start. Are we going to use the same mission statement that I see on your website?
I forget what it even says.
Okay. It says here at ProCraft Builder, our mission is to deliver high-quality construction services that exceed our clients' expectations. We build and building strong relationships with our clients through transparency and trust.
I mean, unless you can make it better.
Okay. Do you want to share a few samples that I prepared for you? These are
very
simple, but we think this is very straight to the point also. So we have here, Jackson, at ProCraft Builders LLC, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have, at ProCraft Builders LLC, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. And the last one that we have is at ProCraft Builders LLC, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism.
I think the third one.
All right, let's have the third one. And do you have a tagline or slogan?
No.
Okay. Do you want to personalize your tagline or slogan and update us once you have decided?
Sure.
Okay. And how many years have you been in business?
How many years?
Yes.
So I started ProCraft in... August of
2025. Okay. But how many years of experience do you have?
So I have about 18 years of experience.
18 years. Oh, wow. Okay,
yes.
I'm noting here.
I've been doing this a long time.
Sounds good. The business started 2025, but you do have 18 years of experience. Okay?
Yes.
All right. And how many people work with your company?
So I have a sub crew, but I also have, so I bring guys on as I need them. So I do most of the work myself, unless I need subs, or I have basically another somebody else who has an LLC that's kind of like a partner of mine that I will bring him in and we'll bring other guys in. So I would say typically I have at least five guys.
Gotcha. Well, anyways, it doesn't have to be full-time employees, but just an approximate count of persons actively participating in the operation of your company on a regular basis. So we can put five. All right. That's a good number. And do you work residential, commercial, or both?
So right now, I do both, but right now I don't have workman's comp, which you need to do commercial work in Pennsylvania. So I do both, and I want to continue to do both, but legally I need workman's comp.
Well, anyways, since you do both, I will note here that you do both for residential and commercial. As you mentioned earlier, you do have insurance and business registration, but the your state doesn't require the license, so that would be fine.
Yes.
Okay. And what are your hours of operation?
I would say 7 to 5:30 every day.
Is it every day, Monday through Sundays? Every day?
Yes.
Okay. 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. every day. And what types of payment do you accept? You mentioned that you do cards, right?
Yes.
That's debit, credit. Do you also do cash and checks?
Yes.
How about Venmo, Apple Pay?
So Apple Pay is fine. Cash App. I mean, I could make a Venmo. I don't have a Venmo at the moment, but I can make one. I'm sure it would only take me 5 minutes to make one, so that's fine, too.
You can add Venmo also. How about we do have here cards, cash, checks, Apple Pay, Cash App, Venmo. Okay, let me add that. You don't do any Zelle?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. So now that we have your business information, Jackson, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and waste your time. You will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
The first one.
Gotcha. Let's work with the first one. So now, Jackson, let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So, yep, I see it here that your business is located in Sacramento, Pennsylvania. So for this, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? Again, I would love to give my suggestion because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if we focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we could work on that?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Can you provide me your target cities or zip codes that you would like to dominate?
I would say Southampton, Warminster, Levittown, maybe Cherry Hill. And what's that, 3?
We have 4.
4, and I would say Burlington.
Oh, what's the last one? I'm sorry. Burlington?
Burlington.
Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think I missed the second one that you have provided. Let me just verify. I have here Sathamson, Levittown, Cary Hill, Burlington, and Warminster.
Southampton, Levittown, Warminster, Cary Hill, Burlington.
Gotcha, Warminster. Got it. Thank you so much for that. And I see that you have already added as a manager to your Google Business profile, right?
I'm not sure. You have two.
Okay. Let me see. Because I just check a note that you have added us to your Google Business profile. And we do see that you have two Google Business profile, correct?
I don't think so.
Okay. Let me check. Did you receive an email from our Google team that says, urgent, start Google video verification?
Yes.
Okay. I think you have added us through your dashboard. Have you checked, you've been doing things on your dashboard, right? Like you have already uploaded your logo and let me check the other one here. Okay. All right. So, yep, I think our team see that you do have an existing Google Business profile that is not yet verified. So they sent you an email on how to verify your Google Business profile.
So, yes.
So let me check it here. Do you have questions with regards to that?
So I was just going through before you called and trying to do everything they were asking me to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I have any questions.
Okay.
I just needed to take pictures of everything, right?
Yes. So we also sent you an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, Jackson, like tools or equipment.
Yeah, that's what I was just sending pictures of. So I listed some of those pictures. I didn't get to finish because you called. I think I had like my business card and an invoice left.
Gotcha. Sounds good. And also, we'll be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed, okay? And also, Jackson, one growth feature that we offer is the Google weekly, is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You'll be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Yes.
All right, because I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that it is very helpful when it comes to the optimization of your Google Business profile. All right, and you're not quite sure that you do have a Google Business profile, correct?
I do have a business profile. I don't know if I have two business profiles.
Oh, okay. Because it appears here that you have added us to Google Business Profile, but you don't have to worry. We are going to take down the other Google Business Profile because having more than one is not helpful for you.
Okay? Right, that's what I'm saying. Yes. Yeah. I would only want one. I might have created two just because I feel like I tried to create one and it maybe it didn't get verified right away, so I made another one. I forget.
Gotcha. All right, not a problem. Once Google will see that you actually have two Google Business profiles, they will take one down so you will not look suspicious, okay?
Okay.
So that's not a problem. Our team will help you with that. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
No, I don't. I think I started one yesterday, and I didn't finish it.
Okay, not a problem. If you don't have a Yelp page yet, we can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number, which you already opted in, so we can create a Yelp page creation. So would you like us to go ahead and create Yelp page for you?
Does it cost more?
No, no additional cost for that.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so let's create one here. Let me just note. Okay. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. I do see that you have an existing Facebook business page, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Paul left a note here that you have an okay. I think he got the wrong link. I apologize for that. So you don't have any any Facebook business page?
I do not. I don't even have a personal Facebook, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, Jackson, I see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to have to make a business Facebook. I already knew I was going to have to make one, so.
Yes. Yeah, because creating your business Facebook page is a required first step for Facebook ads and foundational digital marketing. You just need to set up a basic one. Set up a basic page, just add the business name and the category, and we will send easy instructions. Or I know you already know how to create one, but we will still be sending you an email, so it will serve as a reminder, okay? And on that email, Jackson, there is a link where you can add us as admin to your Facebook business page, okay?
Okay.
And also, one more thing, you actually need to have a personal Facebook before you can create a business Facebook page. So if you're not that person who wanted to be, you know, exposed on social media, just create a dummy one so that you can create a business page from there, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's talk about your Facebook ads, which is included in your strategy. For your Facebook ads, Jackson, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign? Or would you like to have a creative team to handle this for you?
The second one's fine.
Okay, so let's have the creative team handle it for you. And there are three lead response methods that we can use on your Facebook ads. So we have the form, but you can only choose one, okay, from the three lead response method. We have the form fill, the calls, and the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, Jackson, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. So the information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. And of course, we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. The other options are calls. So with calls selected, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click and complete the process to call you directly from your Facebook ad. And the number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ads tab. But unfortunately, Jackson, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. So when someone presses the call button on the ad, the dial pad in the user's phone will ask them to confirm that they want to proceed in making the call. Some users don't follow through after clicking the call button in the ad, but this may still show as a call result. Okay? And the last option is the Facebook Messenger. So if you want to do Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through the Facebook ad. So the messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on a business or service request. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook's policy. But then again, Jackson, I want to give my recommendation for your Facebook ads to work really, really well. So we actually highly recommend the form fill because the form fill gives you better tracking and better quality leads. And also,
that's what I was going to say.
Yes.
Instead of just like everyone just getting like overwhelmed with all these calls and texts, if they have to actually fill out a form, I feel like it will kind of weed out the people who aren't serious.
Correct. Yes. That's why we highly recommend. And also most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the same. They're using the form fill. So let's work with that.
I was going to say the same thing.
Gotcha. All right. Let's do the form fill. And I do see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. I just want to let you know that we also do Google Ads here in Local Splash. So Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects look for your services. So for this one, Jackson, you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. Investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested one day, especially when the business grows a lot bigger. We do have a $300 campaign to maximize results to start with, okay?
Okay, and I can add that later?
Yes, you can always add this later. Just let us know anytime.
Okay, perfect.
All right, and our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or can we call you anytime if you have concerns?
I would say afternoons are the best.
Okay. What time would work best for you? 1 p.m. your time?
Yeah, 1 to 4, anytime in there.
Okay. Let me just note it here so our team can call you around this. Okay, because we do Pacific, so I will note it here.
Okay.
You're Eastern, so we can call you starting 10 a.m. Okay. All right. And I see that you have a logo. Thank you so much for uploading the logo already, and we can use it for the marketing campaign. All right. And now you will see several important emails from us soon, Jackson. First, review your keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier, and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Please reply to the message. And if you have the photos and videos, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry-stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yes.
Okay. And your client dashboard login, which you've been already navigating, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and company progress from anywhere and any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel, so you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates, because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it is directly through Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also to confirm, do we have your authorization to process the one-time fee of $19 for the call tracking reading for the female voice artist and charge the card that we have on file today?
Yes.
Okay. And of course, Jackson, we want to schedule your first campaign review. We're going to do your campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. Okay, that's going to be the same day, Thursday, and the 30th of April. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
No, that's fine.
Okay, do you want to do it at the same time?
Yes.
All right. Well, anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call. And as I have mentioned earlier, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you will be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note, Jackson, that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, okay. Since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it.
You could be. You could be a customer.
Oh, I could be a customer. But anyways, as a feature of your call tracking, you can review the calls, okay? And this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
No, you did.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you so much, Jackson. And of course, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we will adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, that is Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat, so please feel free to call us back and we're here to help. If we can't answer right away, we will return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your emails and text for a status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward to helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, Jackson, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
So with my GoDaddy domain, so I'll get an email that tells me what I need to do to give you guys my credentials or whatever.
Oh, yeah, let me see. I was preparing it earlier to send you the email. Let me check if it didn't run through. Okay, so let me just resend it to you. It says a delegate access to your domain credentials. Okay. All right, so you should receive it in a moment. Aside from that, do you have any concerns or questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, Jackson. If ever you have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Very much welcome, Jackson. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.